兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters and friends.
有两个人
There's two.
在咖啡馆里面喝咖啡。
They were drinking coffee in the coffee shop.
还聊天。
And chatting.
突然间有一个人的太太打了个 text 给他。
And one person's wife texted him.
说啊，我现在有紧急的事情，你要到某某地方，这个不是这个地方的名字很长，到这里来接我，赶快来。
And when the wife said, I have an emergency, you have to come to this place right away. And the place has a very long name, you come right away.
所以这个人接到这个以后就说，哎，神啊，这个地方我从来没去过，他也不告诉我地址在哪里，我怎么去啊？
And the person said, "Well, God, I never went to this place, and she didn't even give me the name. So how could I go there?"
他刚一讲完 ，text 又来了。
And after he finished, then there's another text.
太太说，我忘记告诉你地址，这里就是地址。
And the wife said, "Here's the address."
是另外的那个朋友看到这个了，他说，哎呀，你这个神真是灵啊，有求必应啊。
So his friend said, well, your God is, works so well, then when you ask, then you receive.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们来到你的面前，首先求你洁净我们。
Oh God, when we come before you, first we ask you to cleanse our heart.
让我们在你面前谦卑下来。
So that we will humble ourselves before you.
主，你的话语不是我们能够很简单就了解的。
God, your word is not that we can take it easily.
我们今天要从你的话语里面学习有关祷告的这件事情。
Today we want to learn how to pray, the things about praying.In your words.
听起来好像很简单。
It sounds simple.
从耶稣的话语里面，请求你真是教导我们，让我们对祷告有正确的认识。
Through your son Jesus' words, that please teach us so that we will have a right attitude towards praying.
祈求不配，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 啊，我们从神的话语里面，我们来看，这里说，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
So God's word teaches us, for everyone who asks, receives, and the one who seeks, finds, and to the one who knocks, it will be opened.
我不知道你们念到这个经节的时候，听到这个经节的时候，有心里面怎么想。
I do not know what's in your mind when you read these verses.
我每一次听到这个时候，看到这个时候，我总是想，这是真的吗？
Every time when I read this, I always ask myself, is this true?
听起来，不论我求什么，神都会答应。
It sounds like whatever I ask, God will answer me.
就好像神给我一张空白的支票。
It's like God gave me an empty check.
我随便填。
I can fill whatever I want.
填多少都可以。
How much I want it.
我为什么会这么想？
Why I think that way?
为了准备这一篇的讲道的时候，我突然有一天看到一个在灵修的时候看到有关祷告的事情。这个我这本灵修的书叫做 Mockingbird Devotional。
So in order to prepare for this sermon, I in my devotion, personal devotion time, I read this book, The Mockingbird Devotion.
他说啊，我们对不起啊，很多时候对祷告的态度，就是说我们尽可能的想说服神。
So our attitude toward prayer is when we pray, we try our best to try to persuade God.
我们要说服神做一些我们认为是最好的。
We try to persuade God what is best for us.
那当然，我们不会求神让做对我们不好的。
Of course, we will never ask God to do anything that is bad to us.
但是，当我们认为我们可以说服神的时候，我们就已经犯了一个错误。
But when we have this in mind that we can persuade God, that's our mistake.
所以，我从这个灵修里面就讲到我问题的答案。
So through this devotion, I have the answer.
因为我认为耶稣要给我们一张空的支票，其实是。我误解了神的意思。
So I thought Jesus will give me an empty check. That's my misunderstanding of the God's words.
虽然我们在下意识中认为我们希望我们的神是有求必应的。
So even though in our subconscious that we think that whatever we ask, God will answer.
但我们是知道神不是这样的。
We know that God doesn't do things that way.
知道这不合神的属性。
It's not according to God's attribute.
所以我们如果要了解神的话语，我们从两方面来。第一方面，我们说要以经解经。
So when we study God's word, we need to do this. First, we use the scripture to interpret the scripture.
我们都熟悉雅各书四章三节。
So we are familiar with the James chapter 4 verse 3.
你们求也得不着，因为你们妄求。这里就告诉我们，不是我们所求的，神都会答应。
So you ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly. That tells us that it's not whatever we ask, God will answer us.
为的是因为我们要浪费在我们的宴乐中。
Because the things we ask, we want to spend it on our own passion.
所以我们的妄求是因为我们为了要满足我们属世的、属肉体的欲望。
So we ask the wrong thing with the wrong attitude because we want to spend them in our worldly passion.
所以从这一节经节我们知道神不是有求必应的。
So through this verse, we know that God does not always answer whatever we wanted.
那么在这个经节里面，我们怎么学习呢？
So how can we learn from this verse?
那么我刚刚说了两种研究圣经的办法，一个是以经解经，另外一个是从上下文来看。
So I mentioned that we understand the scripture with the scripture, and also another method is we look at the context.
我们知道，耶稣在这里，他教导我们祷告。
We know that Jesus here is trying to teach us how to pray.
开始十一章的第一节到第四节，耶稣在一个地方祷告。祷告完了，有个门徒对他说：“求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。”耶稣说：“你们祷告的时候，要说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，天天赐给我们。”赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
Here in verse 11, start from verse 1, Jesus is teaching the disciples to pray.
这里说，耶稣教导我们祷告，因为有一个门徒说，求主教导我们祷告。
Because one of the disciples asked the Lord, teach us to pray.
那么为什么这个门徒要这样子求呢？
Why the disciples ask this?
请注意，这门徒没有求主教导我们如何祷告，他只是说请求你教导我们祷告。
Attention here, the disciples did not ask Jesus how to pray, just ask Jesus teach them to pray.
为什么？
Why?
因为很可能这个门徒看到了耶稣的祷告有不同的地方。
It's possibly that the disciples saw Jesus pray is quite different.
我们每一个人都会祷告，是吧？
Everyone knows how to pray.
所以他没有说，他知道耶稣祷告跟他不一样，他要学习怎么样不同的地方在哪里。
So he knows Jesus' prayer is different from his. So he wants to learn why the difference.
在我们刚刚念的这个第一节到第四节这里，耶稣告诉我们，祷告的第一个是要以敬拜为先。
So from that verse, we just read that we know the first thing that in the prayer is we worship first.
主你的名为圣，愿你国降临，愿你旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, give your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们不要一开始是说，主啊，给我这个，给我那个，给我这个。给我多一点，给我少一点。
So not like us, we start with God give me this and that, and more this, less that.
我们从敬拜开始。
So we start with the worshiping.
然后呢，第三节跟第四节是我们祷告的基础。
So the third and fourth verse is the base of our prayer.
第三节是我们属世的肉体的生命。
The third is regarding to the life on earth.
第四节是我们属灵的生命。
And the fourth is our life, spiritual life.
我们一定要，当然要有属世的生命，没有肉体生命，我们根本不必祷告了。
So we of course have physical life on earth.
可是我们如果只有属肉体的生命，没有属灵的生命，我们也不能祷告。
But if we only have the flesh, the life of the flesh, no spiritual life, then we don't pray.
所以耶稣是要我们以属灵的心祷告，而不是以属肉体的心祷告。
So Jesus here is telling us to pray with our spiritual heart, but not the flesh heart.
那么使徒保罗也在这个里面讲到，那个没有放上来。那么我就念给大家听好了。在这个以弗所书六章十八节，这里说，靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
So Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 8 teaches us, we pray in the Spirit in all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints.
所以说保罗告诉我们圣灵会帮助我们祷告。
So Paul teaches us that the Holy Spirit will teach us how to pray.
那么耶稣呢，刚刚我们说过，他告到要我们求的，要求神的国降临，要求神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上，要求人都尊神的名为圣。换句话说，我们的祷告不是仅仅为我们自己求。
So Jesus just taught in Luke that how we, what should we pray in? It's not just the pray for our physical flesh.
我们的祷告应该都是有关于神的祷告。
Our prayer is all related to God.
那么，所以我们可以看到，我们祷告有三点。
So we can learn three aspects from the prayer.
我们以敬拜的心祷告。
We pray in the worshiping attitude.
我们靠圣灵的帮助祷告。
We pray by the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们要有属灵的跟属世的生命都在一起祷告。
We pray for our physical life on earth and also spiritual life.
所以我们的生命，属世的生命，属灵的生命之间有密切的关系。
So our life on earth, earthly life and the spiritual life are closely related.
这是我们属祷告的基础。
So that this is the base for our pray.
今天我们的经句背诵是第九节、第十节。我们刚刚念经句背诵念了一遍，然后我们读经的时候又念了一遍。这里面我们等于重复的念了四遍。耶稣在这里把第九节、第十节是重复的，为什么他要重复？
So here, today's memory verse that is from Luke 11, verse 9 to 10. We read it four times, and Jesus here also repeated this verse.
Why? 这里耶稣为什么要重复？在圣经里面，假如经节有重复的，通常是强调这个经节的重要性。
So in the scripture, we know if the verse is repeated again and again, that means it emphasizes its importance.
耶稣是强调祷告的重要。
Jesus here is emphasized that the importance of the praying.
有很多神学家谈到有关祷告。
Many theologians talks about praying.
包括我们中国的余立功牧师
，also some the preachers pastors from China， 余立功。
这一本蓝色的诗歌本就是余牧师他编的。
So a blue hymn book that is edited by this pastor 余立功。
我们教会在以前。很荣幸的，因为 Dana 跟罗浩夫妇的关系，请的余立功牧师到我们这里来带我们，好像是一个 weekend。
So our church is very fortunate that because of the our brother Roth's family that has connections with this pastor Yu Li Gong, so invited him to come to lead us with a weekend study.
他来的时候带了一本书来，那本书叫做《祷告与祷告学》。
So he brought a book regard to pray.
强调祷告的重要性。
And emphasize the importance of praying.
那么现在呢，很多人认为基督徒的生命与教会的事工中最悲惨的是缺乏祷告。
So nowadays that people most recognize that the most thing that lack in the church is the prayer.
尤其是最近我们物质丰盛，科技发达，又有很多的所谓的社交媒体。
Especially modern days that we have a lot of material things that, and also the high technology and the medium that.
这些都代替了我们的祷告。
And this all occupied our times and substitute the prayer time.
在教会里，挂名的基督徒不祷告。
So also in the church that those professing Christians only, they do not pray.
自己坐在神的宝座上的人不祷告。
And the people that who sit on the throne of God do not need to pray.
祷告的有很多人都是所谓的劣行其事的形式化的祷告。
And many people just go through with the motion, just praying.
我们刚刚说过，基督徒的生命、教会的事工的悲惨是在于不祷告，也就是说，属灵的成熟和教会的兴旺在于祷告。
So we just mentioned that the miserableness of the Christian's life and the church's ministry is because we lack of prayer.
这是 Table Talk 一本灵修的书，它在11月25号、26号那个是个周末，2017年谈到祷告对信心就如同呼吸。
So there's one article that from the Table Talk in November edition that says prayer is to face as breathing is to a body.
很重要。
It's very important.
那么耶稣他告诉我们，他说神喜欢我们祷告。
And Jesus told us that God is pleased when we pray.
神随时随地的都会听我们的祷告。
And God listens to our prayer anytime and anywhere.
从哪里来的？
So where that come from?
就从刚刚我们念的第九节、第十节那里来的。
And it's from the idea is from the verse that we just read.
耶稣说神要与我们谈话。
And Jesus said, God wants a conversation with us.
他愿意跟我们在祷告中一起花时间。
He wants to spend time in our prayer.
我们以前在主复活的时候，我们唱的诗歌，他与我谈，他伴我走，人生窄路同过。
And usually when the Easter day, we sing a hymn that God walks with us and listens to us and also walks through the narrow gate with us.
你叩门，他就必开门。
When you knock, and he will open the door.
John Piper 说这是一个很好的比喻。
And John Piper gave us a very good illustration.
他说你看见神在房子里面。
When you see God in the room.
神借着圣灵住在我们心里。你去敲门，他就开门。
And through the Holy Spirit, God dwelled in our heart. And when you knock, and he will open.
这里说是我们要敲门。
So here says we should knock.
启示录说，这里说我们要敲门。启示录说是神在外面敲门。
In Revelation that says God knocks at outside the door.
对不对？神在外面敲门，你们听见了开门，他就进来，他与你，你与他一同坐席。那个门的门把手是在里面。
In the Revelation, that door, then the doorknob is inside the room.
现在这个门把手是在外面。
And this, the door that we're talking about here is the knob is outside.
所以我们要敲门。
So we need to knock.
神就让我们进来。
And God will open for us.
所以随时随地的，他都会听我们的祷告。随时随地的，他在等着我们要祷告。
So God can hear us anywhere and anytime.
这里谈到，耶稣又说：“你们中间谁有一个朋友，半夜到他那里去说，朋友，请借给我三个饼， 因为我有一个朋友行路来到我这里，我没有什么给他摆上。那人在那里回答说，不要搅扰我，门已经关闭，孩子们也同在床上了，我不能起来给你。我告诉你们，谁不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情辞迫切地直求，就必起来照他所需要用的给他。
And verse 5 to 9, that Jesus, to 8, that Jesus is giving a story to illustrate how to pray.
所以这里就是第九节的前面。啊，所以这里呢，耶稣告诉我们祷告要有迫切性。
So this paragraph that Jesus teaches us, when we pray, we need to pray urgently.
我们要有力的祷告。
And we need to pray boldly.
要不断的祷告。
And pray unceasingly.
要情辞迫切的直求。
And we need to ask boldly.
我们说求、寻、叩。
We say that ask and seek and knock.
求没有寻力量大。
And seek is more powerful than ask.
对不对？你求，我就坐在这里求。
And when you ask, you sit there and ask.
寻，你要出去找。
And seek that you have to go around.
对，你要到处找。
All around.
我今天早上要出门了，我钥匙不见了。
And this morning, when I about to get out of the house, I couldn't find the key.
等一下回家里去，我要好好的去找。
So I need to go find it after this.
叩门要比寻还有力。
And knocking is even more powerful.
你要去敲。
You need to knock.
所以要求、寻、叩 ，A S K。一步一步更有力的、更有力的去求。
So ask, seek, knock, step by step, and more strength ever.
有一个牧师他说，我们不能求神给我们不好的。
And one pastor says, we usually don't ask God to give us something bad.
或者是对我们好的。
Or we only ask God to give us what's good, best for us.
我们可以随时随地的来到神面前求。
We can come before God to ask Him wherever or whenever we can.
我们可以经常的求。
We can ask as often as we can.
耶稣在客西马尼求了三次，接连的三次。
Jesus prayed, asked three times in the Garden of Gethsemane.
保罗求神把他身上那颗刺除掉，也求了三次。
And when Paul asked God to take away the pain from his body, and he also asked three times.
耶稣说，我要求，可是我要按照神的旨意。
So when Jesus said, I ask, and I ask in the will of the Lord.
保罗求神也没有把它除掉。
And when Paul asked God, God did not take that pain from him.
所以这个牧师的意思是说，我们是求，但是我们不求一定要有什么样的回复。
So the pastor is teaching us that we should pray, but we are not pray for the specific results.
那我们为什么要求？
Then why we ask?
求就是要得到嘛，是不是？
When we pray that we want to get something.
不是的。
That's not it.
我们继续不断的求，不是为了要改变神的心意。
We ask repeatedly not to change God's mind.
我们是要借着继续不断的求， 在神面前祷告，在我们心中培养一个强烈的追求神旨意的心。
So we pray unceasingly, repeatedly, because it's we want God to work in our heart so that our heart will be changed to seek Him and to obey His will constantly.
换一句话说。
Use another words.
我们祷告是花时间跟神在一起有 fellowship.
And when we pray that we spend time to have fellowship with God.
神愿意我们花时间跟他。
God is pleased when we spend time with Him.
神愿意听我们跟他谈。
God is pleased when we talk to Him.
我们也愿意应该听神的话。
And we also want to hear God's word.
我们在祷告的时候，神会不会跟我们讲话？
During our prayer, will God talk back to us?
你在祷告中有没有听到神跟我们讲话？
When you pray, in your prayer, have you ever heard God talking to you?
Tim Keller, 他说，这一个人假如在神面前能够祷告，每一天30分钟。
So this pastor Keller said, if we ask people that pray for half hour a day,
每一天30分钟,
half hour every day,
你继续不断地做,
and you continue to do this,
你一定会有对神有不同的认识,
and you will have a different understanding and knowledge about God.
我听是听了，我还没有做。
And I heard this, I haven't started.
应该做。
I should.
那么花时间跟神在一起，祷告是一个关系。
And spend time with God, and this is building a relationship with God.
我们整个基督教就是关系的宗教。
And Christianity is the religion about the relationship.
耶稣在这里告诉我们，祷告应该求的是什么。
And Jesus here also teaches us what should we ask when we pray.
在马太福音7:11，他说：“你们虽然不好，尚且知道。”拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
And in Matthew chapter 7:11, Jesus said, If you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?
耶稣在马太第7登山宝训刚一开始的时候，他叫我们不要论断人。
So in the sermon, in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus is preaching the sermons on the mount that he said first that you do not judge others.
然后他又说，不要把圣物给狗，不要把你们的珍珠丢在猪前，恐怕他残塌了珍珠，转过来咬你们。
And also teaches us do not give dogs what is secret and throw your pearls to pigs.
Yeah. 我们要从上下文来看，耶稣是要他们寻求神给他们有分辨的能力。
And through the context, we know that God is teaching them to ask God to give them the discernment.
他说：“神岂不把更好的东西给求他的人吗
？”And is God give all the best to the people who ask Him？
那么，同样的，《路加11:13，我们刚刚念过：你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父，岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
And in Luke chapter 11, verse 13 also said the same thing, that you are who evil know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?
所以马太福音说神会比更好的东西给我们。
And in Matthew, it says God will give us all the good things.
路加说神会把圣灵给我们。
And Luke here is specifically says that God will give the Holy Spirit to us.
把这两个连在一起。
So if we connect these two together,
圣灵就是最好的东西。
Holy Spirit is the best thing that God gives.
圣灵就是神可以给我们最好的。
So Holy Spirit is the thing that is the best thing that God can give to us.
我们有没有思想过圣灵对我们有什么好处？
So have we ever thought about what is the good way that the Holy Spirit can give to us?
所以神会答应我们，如果我们求的是对我们属灵有益的。
So God will answer our prayer if we ask for the things that is benefit to our spiritual life.
这是不是罗马书？对，罗马书八章五节到七节，因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。原来体贴肉体的就是与仇，与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也不能服。
So in Book of Rome, chapter 8, verse 5 to 7 tells us, For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. And for the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot.
你们可能有人现在要问问题了。
So some you might ask.
说我们受洗的时候，不是已经圣灵内住了吗
？When we baptize, that Holy Spirit already entered into us.
我们为什么还要求
？Why we still ask？
这个问题问得很好。
So that's a question.
可是呢？耶稣要我们求的跟这个问题的关系在什么地方？是因为我们虽然已经有了圣灵在我们里面。
So why Jesus here bring this to our attention that we already have the Holy Spirit in us?
那是因为我们很多人，包括我在内，很长的时间，甚至于一直到今天，没有对圣灵有正确的认识。
And oftentimes that most people, include me, that do not have a right understanding of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道圣灵与神与基督是同等的。
We know that the Holy Spirit is equal to God and Jesus.
可是我们有没有这样子对待圣灵？
Do we have the same attitude to the Holy Spirit?
我们有没有时候把圣灵看为是耶稣的帮手？
And have we think about the Holy Spirit as the comforter?
我们有没有向圣灵祷告过？
Have we prayed in the Holy Spirit?
这个是John Piper讲的，你们可以看，我来把它稍微翻译一下。John Piper 说，一般来讲，我们是向父祷告。有时候我们也可以向这个所谓的神的 personhood 祷告，包括圣灵跟圣子，告诉他们我们对他们的爱，告诉他们 我们爱他们 and 我们愿意他们进来住在我们心里。这耶稣要我们重视圣灵，要我们了解圣灵在我们身上的工作。我们为什么有没有不重视圣灵？有的。两个礼拜以前，传道师母还有少光跟我们去参加 Bethlehem 的 conference。那么他有一个 Pastor Storm 讲道，讲了两个钟头，有关为什么我们轻看的圣灵，我们如何轻看的圣灵。
So 2 weeks ago, the pastor, Minister Liu and his wife and me and brother Xiao Guang, we went to a conference that from the Bethlehem Church that they taught us that sometimes we overlook the power of the Holy Spirit. And
所以他是就用一句话讲了两个钟头。帖撒罗尼迦说不要消灭圣灵的感动。
And he preached over one verse that in Thessalonians that
就很简单
2 hours
就这么一句话。我们常常消灭了圣灵的感动。
And we often cease the movement of the Holy Spirit in our life.
所以耶稣要我们经常的思想圣灵在我们身上的工作，要我们培养一个渴慕圣灵的心。
So Jesus teaches us we need to think about always remind us to the work of the Holy Spirit in our life and remind us to seek in prayer.
天天渴慕圣灵在我们心中，经常的去敲门，经常的去寻求。
So we should often seek, ask, seek and knock.
157, 诗篇157叫永生之主的圣灵，是一首祷告的诗。
Hymn 157 is a hymn that regarding the Holy Spirit.
所以今天我们结束的时候，请大家起立，我们请思琴替我们弹一遍，先弹一遍。这首诗很短，可能有的人没有唱过。
We'll ask the pianist to play this song.For one time,
yes.
And everyone else will stand up, and we will sing.
我们已经把歌词放在这个上面，不然的话，你可以翻到157诗篇，诗歌本157。我们先听一次。
We'll listen to the music once first.
Oh. 英文唱一遍。
In English.
Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Break me.现在用祷告的心再唱一遍，思想圣灵在我们心上的工作。
Let us sing once again in the prayer, heart.